Today I'm joined by John Rosa. Good to have you. You were waiting for me to go somewhere else, weren't you? John Rosa, Boone County Landfill Recycling Administrator Coordinator, part of the legendary status that goes with it.
Well, I tell you what,
you've had a kind of a busy week here since last week when I watched your meeting with the supervisors and you started talking a little bit about what's going on. You gave them a little rundown on the methane and what's happening with that. And then we'd already talked a little bit about that anyhow. And then you started talking about expansion, and we've definitely that's all of a sudden kind of the things that we have talked about in the past are like, not going to work.
That's not working out. So yeah.
I was not wrong when I said up. We're going up. That's not your only option right now.
Yep. It's looking like we're not going horizontally, but we're going to be going vertically with our whatever expansion that we'd have, I guess. Just utilizing what space is available to us, what we currently own. So,
you know, we keep talking about it, and people go, I'm so tired of hearing about it. Yeah. But, you know, the thing is obviously anything that needs to be done takes years. It doesn't happen. We talked about any kind. We know that new landfills are not an option.
It's tough, I guess. Not impossible.
But it would be very, very costly.
Yeah, costly. And as in the conversations I've had and heard from other landfills that were, you know, there's a large one, Cedar Rapids, Linn County. They're having an end-of-life discussion on their landfill, and you know, they call it the 2040 discussion because that's about when they're going to be able to last until. And that's a huge area that they're drawing from and the tonnage coming in. So what do they do? And they're starting to transfer things already just to slow down the process. But you know, they're looking end of life, and any discussions they've had has gone nowhere. As I understand it, it's been not well received. It sounds like DNR is like, well, you know, maybe you can, but I guess the fact of the matter is that it's about the area, the region, you know. I get it. Landfills, you know, would you want one next to you? No. I mean, truth be told, you know, it's not the most pleasant environment, but we have to have some place for the stuff to go. So permitting a new one is not very popular, and a lot of pushback against that. So having another one is not all that popular. And I guess that's where we'd be at too, you know, as we look at what are our options going forward. And there's just not much. Frankly, you know, we just have to do a better job of what space is available and prolong the agony, so to speak, and see how long we can survive. Part of that's going to be some changes in what we're accepting. So that's the push lately, is we can't go anywhere. We can't expand our property, so we just have to make do with what we have. Biggest things would be compaction. Let's get the best compaction possible. I think we've been making some efforts to do that. Get garbage on garbage. Just do spray more spray on material to cover instead of dirt and save that space. Get a bigger compactor, which we've had running over the garbage to smash it as much as possible. And then cut down on our tonnage. And that's what's
the next part is. And that's something that the board has. I mean, the supervisors have always kind of paid attention to it. But it's always been, you know, many years down the road. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, they're starting to look, especially over the last several years, the amount of space that's been used. You know, it went a lot quicker than everybody anticipated, is the easiest way to describe it. So, a lot of material coming in and limited amount of space available.
Yep. And it's, I mean, it makes sense when you say, when I started back, you know, years ago at part-time as the educator here in the tonnages that we're talking about, and it was, you know, half as much. We've doubled the amounts over the last 6-7 years of pushing into the 80s and 90s and, you know, really pushing close to that six-digit, 100,000 figure, 100,000 ton a year. You know, when you simple math, I mean, twice as much, I mean, half the life then, at least. With that is, are you getting better the best compaction as you take in higher amounts? And it's more challenging for sure. So, you know, that's the truth of it. We're running out of space, and we have to make some changes in order to prolong this and operate and serve our communities as much as we can.
The board is obviously they're really focused on what's going to be the longevity for Boone County, really Boone County, in the
our primary service area
that we have, which that's a whole other thing. But yeah. Again, the bottom line is, it's not going to be in a week. It's not going to be in a year. It will be the way it's been going. We've talked about maybe 15, mm-hmm. Somewhere around there. But you might be able to extend that at least 20.
Yeah.
Get past that 2040.
Right. Yeah. We should be good with that, too, based on figures. And this is all on
the projections you get right now, I'm guessing. Yeah. The information.
What airspace is available, how much tonnage is coming in, what our compaction levels are. So I'm working with our engineering firm to get some more up-to-date figures. We had one done a couple years ago, and it was as built through our last cell, 8R all the way up. If we just didn't do any other expansions, we were looking at that time 16 years, down to 14 now. But that's with this higher tonnage rate and a compaction rate that I think we're better, and I don't want to just guess that we're better. I want some information, some hard data
proof.
This is what we're getting. And, if we're able to achieve better compaction levels, as I calculated out, it comes out to an additional 3 years of life. That helps. If we cut down our tonnage, that's where we're that's a significant change. Mm-hmm. Realistically, we can, at 16 projected out to into 28 years if we're cutting down the tonnage and then improving our compaction. Significant.
Sure.
And then we do have one more cell. There is that reminder that there's mm-hmm. still one more. That one, how it lays out, that's to be determined where the road, what we have to keep in activity, and where can we go. And we can do an abutment liner over the old garbage area. So there's a lot of considerations. How many years that is, it's a guess. I asked, and a very conservative guess from our engineers was 8 years additional. So, mm-hmm. We're pushing into 30s. And that's using our current tonnages and current data. So again, adding extended life to that, maybe we can get to 40 years. That's it, as best data that I have. Mm-hmm. But again, I want some more up-to-date
stuff. He's
shooting
off the cuff here.
Yeah. That's not a quote. Don't set your calendars to say 40 years from now, John said this will be the date. I'm saying, we have to change. We have to change what we're doing. The amount of stuff coming in needs to slow down. And that's across the board. I get on tangents, and I'm taking off on one here about the amount of waste that comes in. Please do.
And one of the issues we've talked about in the past, too, is like yard waste, and we'll touch on that, too. Mm-hmm. But that was something you used to look for, but you don't need it anymore.
Right.
I mean, it takes up space.
Yeah, it does. And it costs us money. It's free to the community. It's always free yard waste days, but it's an expense on our side. But I've gone in a discussion with the work session yesterday with the board. It came up too about, okay, so we make this change, what happens to our rates? We're going to have to increase some. I mean, you take away that much tonnage at a higher rate, numbers coming in, they'd be like, well, we have to do something. But also the side note to that, my frustration with keeping our rates low, I like it. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to pay for higher garbage. Nobody would want to. Do you want to pay more for fuel at the gas pumps? No, you don't want to. Nobody wants to. I get that. We don't want to raise our rates because just to pay more money. But fact is, we're really cheap. And I think it's always been that initiative from Boone County to say, we keep our rates low because we don't want people throwing stuff in the ditches or burning it or whatever other improper disposal method might be out there. Let's keep it low. I get that. But also, the stuff that gets thrown away is just kind of outlandish sometimes when there's very useful materials stuff, just because it's more convenient to throw it away. Mm-hmm. That's frustrating on my end to say, I do my best to recycle. I compost. I love the people that do that. And thank you if you're a composter, if you're a recycler, you're doing that. But you're offset a lot because people are just... It's more convenient to throw things away rather than try to find a better home for this material. I'm talking mm-hmm. brand new 2x4s getting thrown away, building materials getting thrown away just because it's easier to throw it away instead of trying to reuse it or find a different home for it. Mm-hmm. And that's frustrating on my end. And I think it's because, it's cheaper. Just throw it away. Who cares? Well, I care. And everybody should care, because it really offsets any, you know, efforts that I put into it. And, you know, as a, just on my personal views, you know, as a recycler or composter, I do those things to try to save space, and it's the right thing to do. It's also the right thing to do is to put that stuff to use instead of just because, oh, I don't care, just throw it away. It's cheaper, it's easier. That's the wrong mindset. So anything that's, anything good is ruined by the bad, I guess, in that regard. So that's there. There's my tangent. I'll get back on course now.
Yeah, but I did want to, the big part, you're talking, basically some of the things you're talking about would be the construction demolition, C&D, yes. What you call C&D.
Right,
Does that take up, that's got to be harder to compact, I would think, and stuff like that. A little harder to, I mean, and that takes up space in a hurry.
Yeah. Imagine your own garbage can at home or any container. You know, you put your household garbage, you know, your food scraps, plastic wrappers, whatever it might be. If you're not a compost, you throw in your food scraps, you know, or there's still some food scraps that can't be composted.
Sure.
So take your whole, you know, your regular household garbage of stuff and imagine trying to stomp that down and compact it into a tight airspace. It's pretty loose and form-fitting, if you will, that plastic forms around the styrofoam, all that stuff that's nasty to work with, but can be compacted pretty well. Now take your same garbage can and throw in pieces of 2x4 and drywall flooring, construction and demolition waste. You know, drywall is going to compact a little bit. That's fine if you stomp it down there well enough, but you take, you know, a bunch of 2x4s laying there like that, it's just not going to compact. There's going to be those voids. Mm-hmm. There's going to be those pockets of space inside that container. Same thing would apply for a landfill. Yes, we can drive a 123,000-pound compactor over the top of it. It's not going to get it all, not when there's a massive amount of stuff coming in there. It just won't. If you take individual pieces and, you know, lay it out nicely, yeah, you know, we're not packing a suitcase. You know, we don't have time to just smooth it over. It
doesn't quite come in that way.
It doesn't work like that. When you, you know, imagine like a Jenga pile, you know, the sticks that fall down, and it's like, well, yeah, you can't do much. There's going to be voids, and we're wasting the airspace with that. So there's the visual for the day. You know, yeah, that C&D stuff is much more difficult to work with. You know, throw in power poles or something like that, too, and that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Icky. So, yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
No, I was just curious because one of the things I know that, again, you discovered when the methane folks came along was you do have a certain amount. And that's food waste, food products, stuff like that. Probably some of the old grass clippings and stuff that people used to throw away decades ago because it's been, 30 years, I think, since DNR said no more grass clippings.
Yeah.
But do you still get food product in there? And that's where your methane comes from.
Right. That's
so you got this balancing act here, you know?
Yeah. And in discussions with them, you know, I was saying, you know, it'd be better to have more food waste come in or, you know, actually – as a facility, if we were to have a methane reclamation system on site, then we'd be allowed by DNR regulations to bury our yard waste.
Oh. I don't know about that.
And again, that goes to, should it be buried? No, it shouldn't. I'm not a huge fan. I'm not a proponent of that method, but you know, the methane folks are like, yeah, bury that because it's going to produce more. That's the good stuff.
Sure.
But they've also said, you know, that building materials, it'll still produce some. Yeah, and it's not like it's horrible and does nothing for methane reclamation and production and reclaiming it for use. It's not ideal, but it's also, it'll do some for you.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
Well, so, I was going to say, because I'm thinking yard waste takes up a lot of space, too, because it doesn't really compact. It's like spongy.
Yeah.
Right. It's spongy. Just some of the challenges. So for folks, if you wonder, because I know the supervisors are going to continue to talk about, there's going to be more stories that will be coming out because we have been taking material from Ames. And, and that's, I know there's an agreement that I think in June next year, probably it's up for review. I don't know. But those are some of the things that I know you're going to be in conversation with, talking about what's coming from Story County.
Right. There's, you know, there's different things. There's the C&D that you've alluded to. That stuff I feel needs to stop as soon as possible. We're talking about June 30 of 2024. Really pushing for that. Yeah, it's tough to change now if, you know, contractors have made bids on projects for certain things and used rates accordingly. You know, maybe our rates are lower, even though we're double the amount for Story County C&D, that you know, maybe it would be more expensive if we cut it off and they had to go somewhere else. Maybe those rates are higher, maybe they're lower. It's hard to tell, but mm-hmm. budgeting purposes, you know, it seems to be like a fiscal time to say this is our rate through that, through the end of fiscal. June 30th of 2024. Our agreement with City of Ames is goes through 2025, same time, June 30th of 2025. And frankly, you know, the stuff that comes from them when it's ground up is pretty good to work with. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine we're talking about those voids in the construction and demolition waste. All that other stuff that comes from them when it's ground up, that fluff, it's pretty yeah. light. It's easy to work with. It packs nice. It absorbs moisture. It does some relevant things for our operation. So I'm not really pushing at this point to get rid of that. I would like to maybe phase that out down the road in mm-hmm. a lot of years, hopefully. But if we can slow down this other stuff that's unnecessarily coming to us, find a home for it. That's part of it too, is, you know, we had that responsibility to take it. We're, you know, that's what we agreed to. But now that we want to get rid of it, we do our own responsibility, our own due diligence, and find a home for it instead of just saying, you figure it out, because yeah. then it's not going to go. We never know where it's going to go then. So anyway, there's a lot of stuff. There's going to be stuff, more information coming, you know, in the next year, two,
sure.
as things go, and we'll continue having these conversations yeah. and keep you.
And the big thing really for us is if you can, if you have a market for recycling stuff, please. I mean, I know you guys, you can only go so far yeah. because you work with a bigger contractor, but if you do have it, people, really, please recycle or reuse.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, work on it. It does take, you have to work at
yep.
it.
It does.
Bottom line.
Yep. But make that effort and continue doing the right things. Don't give up. You know, we probably more so than now than ever, to we're running out of space. You know, now we need the recyclers. We need the composters. We need all this. We need those other markets, the market for pallet recycling, and stop sure. burying those things. Shingles, I wish that would come back. But again, there's no market for shingle recycling. So it's, we're
as
left with
as
it.
Much as yeah. some people think things are all recyclable.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the yeah. case.
And that symbol doesn't mean that there's a home for it. Yeah. So that's the way that is.
Again, you know, imaginative people come up with great ideas, and you know, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see what kinds
Never
of things
know.
They do.
Yeah, absolutely
coming together.
Yep.
In the meantime, haven't heard back from the methane folks yet. They're nope. still doing their studies, and that information still getting ready for that. You did your household hazardous waste collection event down in Madrid.
Yep.
Working with the cleanup crew out of Metro for that. So yep. That go okay?
Yes, all went fine. I wasn't working at that one. Some of the other staff stepped up and covered, yeah. so much appreciated for their efforts on that Saturday. But it was decent turnout. Some of the businesses actually came in that area too, which is not supposed to do that, but yeah. Metro's, they're really good to work with when they're on site too, and they're able to accommodate the...
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a little easier. But they're there.
Yeah.
They know what they've got. And
yep.
what they're doing. Our last in-house one is going to be on what, the 4th?
November 4th, yes. Yeah. Yep, the last Saturday. When there's still the collection events, you know, during the week going on and stuff. So
just they can still schedule an appointment.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, so Monday through Friday, just give us a call. We just want to make sure we have someone available that can take the stuff from you and get mm-hmm. it in the proper storage facility as well. So,
but after that, due to the weather, we pretty well wrap her up.
Yeah, you know, it's time. I guess if you get rid of it now, or I'll sit
April.
On for 3 months or 4 months or yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, April. Yeah, you come back yeah, in April.
Yeah, April. So, there you go.
It's actually worked out pretty conveniently for those that. I mean, coming out on Saturday. But, yeah, with the appointments, calling, that answers a bunch of questions. That's I was right. going to ask about, I know we talked about a lot of the other things, but just a moment ago, but keep Boone County beautiful. Still have opportunities for people to adopt roadways. When we get to wintertime, obviously, probably not, but they could be getting ready for spring, too.
Right, yep, and it's a good time to consider it, you know, and as you talk about, oh, that road, or, you know, we should do something, I've always been meaning to do that, you know, let's talk more about it, find a spot on our maps and see what you'd like to do, and what what part of the road you might want to be doing that, and how to go about it. You know, if it's just like, I'm not really sure what to do, we can guide you through it, make some recommendations on what you need to do, but consider it over the winter time, and then be ready to go in the springtime. And when all that snow is gone and then all the garbage is exposed, you start seeing the ditches, seeing the stuff in the ditches and what needs to get cleaned up. So it'll be happening. I'm sure it will snow, unfortunately.
Sometime.
But
yeah, we got that to deal with too. Again, our guest.
Still yard waste going on till the middle of November, November 15th. So, yeah.
We got it. John Rosa, Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator. People with questions, go online or give them a call.
That's right, 515-433-0591.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.